Shalom, Australia. Palestinian Authority Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas turned down an invitation to meet with President Reuven Rivlin while the two leaders were in Brussels last week. European Parliament President Martin Schulz sought to arrange what would have been the first meeting between Rivlin and Abbas as both visited the European capital to address MEPs on regional peace initiatives. On Wednesday, Schulz said he hoped the two leaders would cross paths when Abbas arrived at the assembly later that evening. Rivlin responded, "I can assure you that I will not run away." On Thursday morning, Schulz told Rivlin that Abbas had refused the meeting. The European Union has been pressing hard to restart the stalled Middle East peace process based on a two-state solution. EU foreign ministers on Monday backed a French initiative to call an international conference on the Middle East aimed at restarting the Israeli-Palestinian talks, which have been deadlocked since 2014. On Wednesday, Rivlin addressed the EU Parliament, saying the French plan was doomed to fail and suffered from very fundamental faults. Like other international initiatives to reach a peace agreement, the President said the plan's inflexible all-or-nothing approach to the implementation of a two-state solution ignores the total lack of trust between Israelis and Palestinians. In his speech to the Parliament of the European Union in Brussels on Thursday, PA President Abbas said an end to Israeli presence in the West Bank and East Jerusalem would eradicate terrorism across the globe. He claimed accusations of incitement by the Palestinians were unfair, as the Israelis are doing this as well. He claimed that certain rabbis in Israel have been very clearly telling their government that our water should be poisoned in order to have Palestinians killed. A story reported in the Turkish press earlier in June claimed a rabbi had made such a call, although the story was quickly debunked. Abbas asked why Israel was free to act with impunity and why is international law not being applied in the case of Israel to applause by European Parliament lawmakers. Abbas yesterday backed away from his claim that rabbis had called to poison Palestinian water, saying he hadn't intended to offend Jews after Israel and Jewish groups said his statements were promoting blood libels and anti-Semitic tropes. His office said in a statement, after it has become evident that the alleged statement by a rabbi on poisoning Palestinian wells, which were reported by various media outlets, are baseless, President Mahmoud Abbas has affirmed that he didn't intend to do harm to Judaism or offend Jewish people around the world. In a response to the dramatic events in the UK last week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday praised his British counterpart David Cameron as a respected leader and a true friend of Israel and the Jewish people. As Cameron announced he would resign later this year after Britain's voted to leave the European Union despite his campaign to keep in the bloc. Netanyahu echoed sentiments made earlier by Public Security Minister Gilad Erdan, who said he was sad to see Cameron resign, calling him a fair, responsible politician, a real gentleman, and a friend to the Jewish state. Several thousand Palestinians attended the funeral on Thursday of a 15-year-old shot dead by Israeli troops who mistook him for a stone thrower. Mahmoud Rafat Badran was returning from a visit to a water park early on Tuesday when soldiers opened fire on the car in which he was travelling, killing him and wounding four of his teenage cousins. The incident sparked outrage and renewed debate over when Israeli troops should open fire. Stone throwers on Route 443 were also said to have hurled firebombs at passing cars and poured oil on the road. The army initially said troops fired towards the assailant, but it has since revised its account, saying a probe has shown that Badran and the others were shot by mistake. Amal Badran said her son had suffered an injustice like all of the Palestinian people. An investigation has been opened into the circumstances of the incident. A Palestinian woman crashed her car into an Israeli vehicle in a car ramming attack in the West Bank on Friday. A soldier who was nearby shot the driver, killing her. An Israeli couple in their 50s was mildly hurt in the incident, which happened near the entrance to Kiryat Arba at the Elias Junction. The government last Sunday approved a financial package for the West Bank settlements of over 82 million shekel because of the security situation. Speaking at the weekly cabinet meeting, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the government pushed for pumping millions into settlements across the West Bank, saying this is a multi-ministry effort aimed at strengthening security, aiding small businesses, encouraging tourism and more. Itzik Shmuli of the Zionist Union called it absurd that while regional leaders from southern Israel were protesting the lack of investment in their communities, the government funnels funds into the settlements. Zionist Union MK Tzipi Livni said that the Netanyahu government's national agenda was run by the Settlers' Council and reiterated her call for a referendum on one state or two state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Qasem Asadi, whose two children died of heat stroke on Wednesday after he forgot them in his car, drove to the brothers' daycare after finishing his day's work as a teacher in the southern village of Sayed without realizing that the children were dead in the back seat of the car. The children, Mohammed and Ahmed, 3 and 4 years old respectively, were buried on Thursday at the Galilean village of Deir al-Assad. A relative said the family was not judging the father for the tragedy. Our duty is to support him and his wife, to console them and to be at their side at this difficult time. It's a tragedy for the whole village. This is the first time that the village has had to deal with such an event. Parents should always mind their children so they continue living calmly and without pain. The parents married 5 years ago and moved to the Negev region in the south of Israel, where they both worked as teachers. As average summer temperatures have climbed in recent years, Israel has seen a spate of similar incidents in which young children are seriously hurt or die after being forgotten in a closed car. Despite a vigorous television and radio campaign, as in recent years, the summer of 2016 has already seen several incidents of parents forgetting their children in locked cars. The last recorded death occurred in May in the coastal city of Ashdod when a father forgot to drop off his one-year-old son at his preschool, unwittingly leaving him in the back of his parked car for 3 hours. The father returned to the car to discover his lifeless son. Haggai Klein, who tried to fight off the terrorists at the Sarona Market complex in Tel Aviv 2 weeks ago, was released from hospital this week with a bullet fragment still lodged in his body. Klein was shot twice during the shooting attack at the Max Brenner Cafe at the plaza on June the 8th, once in the chest, a near-fatal wound, and once in the thigh. 4 Israelis were killed in the attack, perpetrated by 2 Palestinian cousins from the West Bank village of Yatta. Klein said he made up his mind to try to charge a potential attacker should he be in such a situation after seeing how another unarmed Israeli charged 2 terrorists in an attack at a supermarket in the West Bank. Tuvia Yanai Weissman, 21, who was on leave from the army and thus not carrying any weapon, died after tackling the stabbers in his local supermarket, preventing others from falling victim. Defence Minister Avigdor Lieberman on Wednesday unveiled the fifth generation F-35 Lightning II stealth fighter jet in Fort Worth, Texas. Known in Israel as the Adir, meaning awesome or mighty, the planes will remain in the United States until December, when the first 2 of them will be brought to Israel. Between 6 and 7 more planes will make the trip each following year. Thanking U.S. President Barack Obama, U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter, and the U.S. Congress, Lieberman stressed the special bond shared by Israel and America despite the occasional dispute. As proof, Lieberman said, Israel will be the first country outside the U.S. to receive an F-35. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from a steaming hot Jerusalem.